That's the sound of koalas on this October the 4th. It's World Animal Days. I've mentioned a couple of times this morning. It's all about raising awareness and promoting the welfare of animals worldwide. And one group of people who are certainly promoting the, trying to preserve koala colonies in New South Wales is the Sutherland Environment Centre. As I said, I received an email a couple of weeks ago from John Sivleris, who's a spokesperson for Sutherland Shire Environment Centre. John's on the line. Morning, John.
Good morning, Richard. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for the email. Now, your group have raised, I gather, off your own bat, some money for these vertical mobile signs, which you've apparently got on Heathcote Road. They've been there for a couple of weeks. What's the purpose of the signs, John?
Well, the purpose of the signs, it all started with a meeting that occurred on the 2nd of August with Transport New South Wales at Dead Man's Creek, which is one of the hot spots, which is between Pleasure Point and Sandy Point. There's mitigation works there with the upgrade of the bridge that has occurred over the last few years. It's been caught up in red tape. When we met with them, we wanted to talk about when is this going to be completed, and because of it being held up in red tape, they said it could be 24-25, and we said that's not good enough. What do we do in the meantime? There was no answers, and we suggested signage to alert motorists on the road that there are koalas and other wildlife crossing and to slow down, because along this stretch of road, which is about 24 kilometres, the speed limits are 80 and 90 kilometres along there. So we decided, if we can't get the transport department to do something in the short term, and of course the other situation, Richard, is we're about to go into the mating season
Yes.
of the koala, and the male koalas are on the move at the moment. So the risks of them being crossing the Heathcote Road, it becomes greater.
And I gather quite a few of them do cross the road and as a consequence have been killed, John.
Well, at the moment, as of October last year, there have been 10 koalas killed, and I'm unfortunately sad to announce this morning, Richard, another koala was hit on Saturday night. It was taken to Taronga Zoo medical clinic there to be attended to, but it's died from its injuries. We were informed of it last night.
Right. Now, you've got a fundraising page, and you, obviously there's a cost involved with these vertical mobile signs. I think you could fund them for a couple of weeks, but obviously you'd like to keep them there for a lot longer, John?
Well, we do. The more money that we can get together, no matter if it be at $5 or $10, the longer they can stay up. Plus, depending on how much we can raise, it can enable us to get additional signs, because that stretch of road requires more than just a couple of electric billboard signs going up there, Richard.
Right.
So to get to, for your listeners, if they wish to donate, would be great. If they go to the Southern Environment Centre website, as one option, look at the heading of campaigns, and then a whole heap of campaigns will come down, which will have Koala Sutherland Shire. That will take them straight to the FundMe page, or the other ways, go to the Sutherland Environment Centre Facebook page.
Okay, Sutherland Environment Centre.
That's correct.
You sound like a pretty active group, John.
Well, we have been. I mean, the Environment Centre's been around for a few decades, looking at environmental issues in the Sutherland Shire. And,
good.
And obviously assisting other environment groups around the state. This roadkill, Richard, is not notorious to us only. It's a problem all over New South Wales.
Yes, yes.
As you've just highlighted in your intro, Campbelltown are fighting it down there with, because obviously with habitat and development happening, our wildlife and our koalas are losing their places of living and eating, and they're on the move.
They certainly are. All right, good to talk to you, John, and keep up the wonderful work. If people would like to help, and then basically Google Sutherland Environment Centre, either the website or the face page, and pretty simple if you'd like to donate and help out. And I dare say you probably, you know, maybe people living in the area, if you're looking for volunteers, John?
Well, if they wish to join the Environment Centre, please go to our website. We're always looking for members to join, and it's a non-profit organisation. And we're here to try and help the environment and help protect the Sutherland Shire, because we love the area.
Good. Good to talk to you, John, and have a great day. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your opportunity.
It's a pleasure.